Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John, said persons who receive a clinical diagnosis for COVID-19 and insist on having a COVID-19 test as well will be denied in some cases. Ms. John stressed that a clinical diagnosis is now accepted for COVID-19.
There's still a lot of persons who still want the urge to be tested, and I'm going to say, and I think the message earlier is probably what is responsible for this now, because earlier in the pandemic, we advise persons, if you're having flu-like symptoms, to go get tested. And so now, in this phase in the pandemic, we're saying if you are experiencing flu-like symptoms, you can be clinically diagnosed, which means that your healthcare provider can assess you based on how you sound, how you're feeling, and you can be clinically diagnosed. But a lot of persons are still going towards, I want to know if I'm positive or negative. And so sometimes in most instances, when they're clinically diagnosed and then you do the test, it ends up being positive. And I would often say to persons, nothing is going to change. What changed now is how you move forward. So if you are experiencing flu-like symptoms and you have been clinically diagnosed, remain in your isolation. Limit your interaction with the people directly in your house if you have to isolate at home, and avoid going out in the public. And so once you've passed that part, then you can go. If you go to the flu clinic and they've advised you accordingly, and you still insist that you want to be tested, in some instances you would be denied. And it's not that we're denying people from getting tested. It's just that this is the situation that we're in now. In order for us to move forward, we're going to have to adjust.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Trinidad and Tobago since the outbreak now stands at 102,942. And the director of the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, Dr. Carissa Etienne, has called on countries to prioritize rapid antigen tests for those with coronavirus symptoms and who are most at risk of spreading the disease. Internationally, almost 2 years into the coronavirus pandemic, countries such as Spain, Portugal, and Britain are preparing to adopt a different COVID-19 playbook. With one of Europe's highest vaccination rates and its most pandemic-battered countries, the government of Spain has been laying the groundwork to treat the next infection surge not as an emergency, but as an illness that is here to stay. Similar steps are under consideration in neighboring Portugal and Britain. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.